Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on the Score.
Turns this into a third and manageable. Flatter down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Offside. Defense number 33.
The Bears go
now
back in front.
Result of the play. Touchdown.
Jack Sawyer was offsides. Chicago takes the lead.
Watch what Odunze does to Jalen. It's going to completely open up all this space right here. And DJ Moore is going to have nobody around him whatsoever. Wide open touchdown on the free play. Caleb Williams taking advantage. Great drive despite a big penalty for the Chicago Bears.
Despite the DJ Moore taunting penalty, what a freaking drive right there to put the Bears back up 24-21. The 8-3 Chicago Bears. Baby T is feeling the cool in the gang, as is Anthony Herron. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see. Oh, look at the moves on that.
I mean, how can you not?
I know.
It's cool in the gang.
I know. The whole body of work, by the way. For God's sakes, one of my favorite Tributosauruses ever. When we became cool in the gang, going back to Hollywood Swinging and Jungle Boogie. Yeah. Jungle Boogie.
Oh, man.
But then all the stuff from this era and like Cherish and Joanna, like, let's go.
Did you know that Ant comes out to Jungle Boogie every single show he does? The night shows on the Score?
Do you?
I
no.
Do.
Yep. I didn't
That's
know
a
that.
Song.
That is my intro song.
I should listen more. I'm sorry.
So one time, Garth Brooks, it'd help if you'd listen. One time, Garth Brooks asked me what would be the song that you would enter a room to if you could just have, like, you know, like a boom box on your shoulder or something play over the public address. Anytime you entered a room, what song would it be? My answer was Jungle Book.
That's it.
So that's what I use. What would yours be?
Man in the Box by Alice in Chains. That's my... Okay. That's just, it's daunting. It announces my presence with authority.
And I
feel like I'm going to the mound to close out a game.
Loose.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going to talk about the play that you just heard, that second DJ Moore touchdown, the one where he's wide open. We're going to talk about that in detail in a couple minutes. But we are throwing open the phone lines to you, and we want to talk to you, the Bears fans, at 312-644-6767 about the joy of having an 8-3 team and what you're seeing. What do you love about what you are seeing? Because I got answers and has answers. I want to know what you guys are loving about what you are seeing. So 312-644-6767. And if you were there at that thing, even better. Let's go to Frederick from the South Side. Frederick, you're on with Spiegs and Anthony Herron on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Score, what's up?
Hey, what up, fellas? What up, Speed? What up, Big Ann? How you feeling, man?
Fantastic.
I met you. Dope. I met you at Bad and Bears, you and your lovely wife, man. But look, you guys coming out, man. Cooler Gang, madly underrated. But coming out with that DJ Moore clip is a big thing because they hold him accountable for that. You know, they didn't just glaze over that like that wasn't no big deal. Trust the coaching staff held him accountable. And that's probably one of the biggest things for me. You were asking the vibes, Speed. Of course, they were great. It was great at the stadium. I can't even describe the feeling. But, you know, you see little things, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw Robin Bates talking to Caleb on the sideline for about 2 minutes about something. He was relentless about getting to him about, to which Caleb dapped him up about it. But it's the overall coaching staff that Ben had the guts to put a team together that, you know, not necessarily was his buddies or whatever. He brought some or whatever, but they all hold him accountable different places. He don't have to worry about with Dennis Allen. That hug he had with Dennis Allen after the game, man, that tells you everything. And he got everybody believing. And that's a big thing, man. That right there, that's what matters most. And I love it. You know, you see the enemy on the sideline lighting up my nun guy. It was after he scored a touchdown, man, that wasn't a play, bro. So it's a lot, man. And for me, Man, I'm enamored with it all, man. I'm in love with it. And it don't help listen to the score all the time, you know, because you be all into it. You know what I mean? So, man, I love it, man. I'm having a great time, bro.
That's awesome. The Frederick from the South said, that's great stuff, man. I love the moments he's talking about on the sidelines, whether it's Bieniemy lighting up Manungai. We saw Bieniemy lighting up DeAndre Swift after he fumbled, you know, right. And DeAndre smiling and be like, come on, man.
I'm still not even 100% convinced he actually fumbled, but Bieniemy didn't care.
Care.
The refs thought he fumbled. That was what mattered.
How about
come out of a pile of big angry people, make sure you're still the one holding the ball was essentially his message.
So he's talking about Ryan Bates, the backup center, who's hurt. Is he on injured reserve all year long, Ryan Bates? Or is he just inactive every week? I don't know, but that's Ryan Bates, the former Buffalo Bill, you know, who like Poles wanted and then didn't get and then went back and got him again. And now Ryan Bates, so Frederick saw Ryan Bates talking to Caleb about something for like 2 minutes on the sideline and teaching him something. And Caleb was listening and learning to the backup. I love that. I love hearing that.
Yeah, I didn't even realize Bates was on IR. I think he's just the backup center, but we have a good center now,
yeah.
So we don't see Ryan Bates.
Is he on IR? Yeah, he's on injured reserve.
He is on injured reserve.
I mean, okay. So how about that? But he's there, and he's taking part in stuff. That is amazing. And you'll hear more about injured players taking part in stuff. Let's go to the phone lines again. This is Bill in Palos, who was at Lambeau yesterday, where he saw a different kind of atmosphere. What'd you see, Bill?
But I got to tell you, it was so fun to watch Packer fans, John at Viking fans back and forth in that. And so we're at the company tailgate, and people are coming up in their Vikings wear, Packers wear. They're saying like, hey, you know, where are you guys from? Who are you for? Come on, are you for Green Bay? Are you for Minnesota and all that? And I would just yell out, we're from Chicago. We're Bears fans. And the great reaction was, they didn't say you suck. They didn't say this. They just said, like, whoa, Chicago. You know, so, I mean, how great is it that after all these years, you actually get to see these people looking at you and respected the fact that, hey, you're from Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. It has arrived. Thanks for the call, Bill. It's Thanksgiving week. If you go and you're with relatives or family who are Packers fans.
Uncle Biff,
the aforementioned Uncle Biff. You can talk your smack to Uncle Biff during the meal, after the meal. I mean, Thanksgiving has arrived with a vengeance. You can just absolutely. Hey, Uncle Biff, would you pass me that mac and cheese from third place? Thank you very much. You pass it over here to first place in the division? Thank you. You talk that ish to Uncle Biff this week at Thanksgiving.
It's a rare feat. It's a rare accomplishment to have that opportunity to do that with a Packers fan at Thanksgiving right now with fans all around this division now 12 weeks into the season.
Craziness.
With the best record. Man, there's only one team in the NFC with a better record than the Bears, let alone this division, man. The entire NFC, one squad has a better record right now.
Yeah, it does. Unbelievable. Look, let's talk about that free play touchdown. As J.J. Watt discussed right there, and Ian Eagle, J.J. and Ian on the call. And Ian gave us a little something, by the way, on Friday's show. I hope you're listening to Spiegel and Holmes. You should be. On Friday, we had Ian Eagle on, and he said, you know, Ozzie Trapillo looks like he's going to play. And we're like, what? What's that? He had gotten it from Ben Johnson in the meeting, apparently, and gave it to us, and we played it back for Dan Weeder the next hour, and that ended up being the case. So if you were listening to Spiegel and Holmes, you were out in front on that one. But here's Caleb Williams talking about the touchdown to DJ Moore when the defense was offsides, and Caleb knew all about it.
They ended up just dropping DJ. Saw I think Ramsey was at safety, ended up taking the number three receiver, and the corner didn't overlap or anything like that, or the defender over DJ just dropped him and didn't run with him, and so went through the read, you know, went middle first, went to DJ, and he ran a great route, just threw him a ball, and you know, he made a great play.
Hey, Ant, that's the pinch that Kurt Warner was talking about last segment, isn't it? That DJ runs that deep in, Rome takes it out, and Jalen Ramsey goes with him, and DJ is just wide open, left alone right there.
And to be able to do it in a moment where you've got the defense offsides, and you think back to earlier in the season where so much felt like it was almost overwhelming for the offense as a whole, for Caleb trying to switch up the cadence on occasion, but then you don't really know, like, is Drew Dahlman at fault when he's not snapping it, or is Caleb at fault when someone's flinching? And now you saw a game where there were multiple times, and you could tell it was a concerted game plan for the Bears to go in and say, we got to make sure we're mixing up the snap count just to take the starch out of that opposing pass rush. Mm-hmm. And it's been happening more and more frequently in recent weeks where they've been going on various counts. And even every once in a while, Ben Johnson will remind Caleb of what snap count maybe suits a moment here or there, is my impression of things. But to be able to have that team with those edge rushers and utilize cadence. And then, of course, you have Aaron Rodgers on the opposing sideline, who Caleb looks up to. And so many times Aaron Rodgers has faced the Bears and utilized snap count and thrown touchdown passes on free plays.
What world is this? That's what I'm thinking watching this. You're telling me we have a quarterback who can use the cadence to draw them offsides and then keep his head together and decide to throw the deep ball. He did it earlier in the game, too. He threw an interception down the right side that he knew was going to get called back. At least he took a shot and threw the ball downtown on a free play. Unbelievable. Here's Ben Johnson on that free TD play to DJ Moore.
The touchdown to DJ on the free play.
Yeah.
Just the recognition of how Karen Caleb and DJ.
Yeah, it was something that we thought we might be able to get them to jump off sides. You know, it's such a good pass rushing group. We were trying to find ways to slow them down a little bit, and that was an opportunity for us to work our cadence. And I thought the execution of it was really well done. It's something we've been working on since the springtime through training camp, and everybody on offense has slowly but surely gotten better at that. And so, great job. Great job by Drew pulling the trigger, seeing it out of his periff, and then Caleb finding the open receiver. It's really well done.
So everybody, so that's Drew Dahlman, the center that he's given the credit to for the quick snap. It's up to Drew to snap that ball.
Well, to be more specific, it's up to Drew's periff, just to make sure we're being accurate.
The periff, baby. Uh-huh. Yeah, man. I don't, what world is this? The offense, like, I wrote it down at one of my first notes from the game yesterday, like, my God, this offense looks so clean and professional. It's so satisfying to watch this offense. It's coordinated. We've had so many offensive coordinators who didn't have offenses that played coordinated.
Yeah.
This one does. It's unbelievable.
Problem. When there's a lack of coordination to your offense and you actually have someone assigned to coordinate it who is not pulling off that task.
Yes.
It's nice to be in this world where the Bears offense does feel coordinated. And my point about this division as a whole is that the Bears right now, with all these injuries and with all the newness and the learning curve that still exists, when you compare the Bears with the other squads in this division that they currently lead, whether you're talking the Vikings, the Lions, the Packers, now I'm not going to say none of them have the opportunity to continue improving over the final 6 weeks of the season here, but the Bears, I would say, are still the squad furthest away from their ceiling. And that to me is extremely encouraging when you compare them with the rest of this division, because you still have a quarterback learning on the job. You still have rookie and second year guys who are still figuring things out in the National Football League. The entire offense still learning Ben Johnson's scheme and all these starters out on the Bears defense. So in the weeks to come, this could be a team that continues to look better and better on a weekly basis, and there's no other squad in this division that can say the same.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.